بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة، وإيتاء الزكاة، وحج البيت، وصوم رمضان. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Islam is built based on five pillars. Islam is built on five pillars. The first is the Shahada, that is testifying that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. This is Iman. This is the first pillar. Then wa iqami salah, establishing salah. And therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith again in this chapter, which we commenced yesterday, where Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains the importance to safeguard all our obligatory salat, our five daily fard salat. We have to safeguard it, preserve it. And there is severe prohibition and warning against those people who abandon these salat. So, wa iqami salah, establishing salah. Establishing salah means not just reading it occasionally, it has to be fixed in our lives, and we have to be pabund on our salat, read it regularly, consistently, on time, and read it properly. Wa iqami salah. Wa ita is zakah, and also giving zakah, discharging our zakah when our zakat is due. Wa hajji al-bayt, and making hajj of the baytullah when hajj becomes fard, when once in a lifetime a person makes his hajj. Wa sawmi ramadan, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. So in this hadith again we understand the importance of these five fundamental pillars of Islam compared to a building. Without the foundation, no building can exist. Therefore these five things is extremely important in the life of every single believer. Any person who omits any one of these actions, then obviously he is now not having the fundamental pillars of Islam, then he is going to come out of the fold of Islam. Or he becomes an open sinner. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been commanded to fight the people. Here, An-Nas refers to the mushrikeen of Makkah. Remember, the mushrikeen of Makkah, the Quraysh in Makkah, the mushrikeen of the Quraysh in Makkah, they persecuted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. They tortured the Sahaba. They troubled them. And they kept on fighting them and hurting them. So therefore, after some time, when Nabi Kareem SAW came to Madinah Munawwara, he was commanded to fight these polytheists who were in Makkah. حَتَّى يَشْهَدُوا أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, until they bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they testify there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Rasulullah SAW is the messenger of Allah. And when they bring Iman, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and they discharge the salah, and they give the zakat, فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ, when they do this, then they have protected their lives and their wealth from the Muslims. In other words, they have become Muslim themselves. And when they have become Muslims and mu'mineen, now there is no right for a person to go and kill any one of them or fight any one of them, because now they have recited the Shahada, they have embraced the deen of Islam, they established Salat, they are deciding the Zakat. فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ, when they do that, عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, Rasulullah SAW says, they have protected their lives and wealth from me, إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ, except with the right of Islam. In other words, a person after embracing Islam, now he contravenes any important right of Sharia. For example, now if he steals, then the Islamic law will be, then his hands will be chopped off. So that is a different argument on his own. And that's a different case, that a person now, if he breaks any law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that law will then be meted out to him. Person makes zina, then he'll be stoned to death or he'll be lashed. So that is the right of Islam. But No person has got the right now to interfere of any, into the life of any person who brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's establishing his salah, he's giving zakat, his life is now sacred, it is honored, it is protected. Yes, when if he contravenes any right of Islam, then the law of Sharia will then be enacted upon him. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ And the accountability will be left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody, yes, recites the kalima, the shahada, and outwardly it seems that he's performing his salat and discharging zakat, but inside we do not know whether he is genuine or not, that is not our problem. That it is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows whether the person is a genuine believer or not. We are compelled to look at the outward of the person. The man read kalima, he is now a believer, he's reading salat and zakat, then you take him and you protect him, he's honored, his life is sacred. So if he is now just reading kalima, just for no reason, and just for show, or just to protect himself, and he's not genuine, we do not know. That hisab, Allah Ta'ala knows, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows the inside of the person that is left to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala help us to establish our salah. And this is the important chapter we're doing. Allah grant me tawfiq, grant all of us the tawfiq of establishing salah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.